Meseches Sota, Perek Beit, Mishnah Aleph. Haya mevi et minchasa b'toich dipa mitzvah. After the Sota was brought to the Shaar Mizrach, her husband would bring her mincha inside a basket made out of palm branches. As the pasuk says, behavi es korbanah. Her husband brings her korban. V'naisna ayadeha kideliyaga. The mincha is put into her hands until after she drinks the mayim hamarim in order to wear her out. As maybe if she gets worn out, she will admit that she was mezana and we will not have to erase Hashem's name in the mayim hamarim. Koha mincha is tchilasan v'soifan v'kli sharis. V'zu tchilasa v'kfifa mitris v'soifa v'kli sharis. All other minchas, they require at first, in other words, when they are brought from the person's house, they have to be put into kelim that are roy for kli sharis, and the sofan, meaning when they are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, the coin puts them into actual kli sharis, as opposed to this mincha, that it is put at first into a kfifa mitzvah, and then b'saifa, when it is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, they are put into actual kli sharis, as kfifa mitzvah is not roy for kli sharis. Kli sharis can only be kelim such as kli kesef and kli zot. Koha minchos tunai shemen ulavaina, vizu eina tuna lo shemen velo lavana. All other minchas require shemen and lavaina, but this mincha does not require shemen and lavaina. Even though there is another mincha which does not require shemen and lavaina, which is a minchas chayte, a mincha which is brought for a chayte, for example, somebody who enters the Beis HaMikdash tameh or is nishba l'sheker, but since a minchas chayte requires soilus chitim, so it has that myla as opposed to this mincha, which requires only sirim, therefore it is not counted. Koha minchos bos minachitim, vizu ba minasir. All other minchas require that they should be brought from wheat, as opposed to this mincha, which is brought from barley. Minchas ha'aymer afa pi sheba minasirim, hi haisa ba geres, vizu ba kemach. Even though we have a minchas aymer, the mincha that is brought after the first day of Pesach, which is brought from barley, since it is brought geres, meaning it is sifted 13 times and is made into a very fine type of flour, and this is brought kemach, it comes unsifted with all the bran inside of it, so therefore the minchas aymer has a mila which this does not have, so therefore the minchas aymer is not counted. Rabban Gamliel aymer, kishem shemaseha maise behema, kach korbana maicha behema. Rabban Gamliel says, the reason why this mincha is brought out of barley, just like she did a maisa behema by being mizana, so her korban is a maichal behema, which is sarim, and sarim is fed to animals. Mesechus Sota, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Haya mevi pioli shalcheres chadasha. V'noitein l'toicha chati loig mayim minakir. The coin would bring a cup of new earthenware, as pioli means cup, the lashon yevani. And the coin would put inside the cup a half a log of water from the kir, as the pasuk says that we need mayim kedoshim, and water that is in the kir is mayim kedoshim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revius, kishem shememayit b'ksav, kach memayit b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says we only need to put in a quarter of log of water, as just like Rabbi Yehuda requires less of the parsha to be written on the parchment, as we will see in the next Mishnah, so too he requires less water, as we have to put in enough water in order to erase the words on the parchment. So therefore, since there are less words, according to Rabbi Huda, we do not need as much water. Nichnas lahechol upana liyamino. The coin would enter the hechol and turn to his right. Umakom hayasham ama al ama. V'tavla shoshayis v'tabas haysa kvuaba. On the right side of the hechol, there was a tile, one amma by one amma of marble, with a ring attached to it. Ukeshehu magbia noito afar mitachteha, v'noitein kidei sheyera alamayim. And the coin would grab the ring and pick up the tile. And he would take out earth from under the tile and put it inside the water. He would put in enough earth that you should be able to see the earth in the water. Shenemar umin ha'ofer asher yiyeh bekarka ha'mishkan yikach ha'kohen v'nasan elamayim. As the pasuk says, that from the dirt on the ground of the Mishkan, the coin should take from that dirt and put it in the water. Since it says elamayim and it doesn't say v'nasan b'mayim, from there we learn that there has to be enough dirt in the water that we should be able to tell that the dirt is inside of it.